Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Rosemary Stolmeyer. I'm calling you because Fraud Protection gave me your number to check the address, delivery address, and the name of a person who charged on my card.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
02740.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address? I'm sorry, can I get your first and last name, ma'am?
Okay, Rosemary, M-A-R-I-E, Stolmeyer, S-T-O-L-M-E-I-E-R.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
725 Pleasant Street, apartment 708.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see on your account that back on the 17th of November, you paid $7.45 for a purifier. That was a free welcoming gift into our online factory direct savings store. It stated in the
talking about February the 8th.
Okay, ma'am. I'm getting to that charge.
Oh, okay.
So when you order that purifier, it stated in the terms and conditions that you will automatically be enrolled into our online gadget store, which is why they attempted to bill you $49.97, but those payments did decline. So they did go ahead and lower the payment on February 8th to $29.99. That is the fee to be enrolled into our online gadget store, ma'am. And every month you're enrolled, you receive a $125 voucher to get other gadgets like the purifier.
Wait a minute. When I called and canceled that didn't cancel it? What did it do?
Okay, ma'am, when did you call in and cancel?
You just told me the $49 and something cents back in November was credited to my account because I told you I did not.
No, ma'am, I said it was declined, meaning it didn't go through.
Look, I don't know anything about a product called Dreams Cleanse. On February the 8th of this year, I did not order anything from them.
Okay, ma'am, this is not for something that you ordered. Back on the 17th of November, you ordered a purifier for $7.45. And it stated in those terms and conditions that when you ordered that, you were going to be enrolled in a gadget store. So that $29.99 charge.
I wouldn't do that. I would not enroll in any program that was going to automatically send me something.
It was automatic, ma'am. I do see the purifier delivered November 26th at 3:14 p.m. That was an automatic enroll.
And what's the name of this company, please?
Factory Direct Savings.
Factory Direct Savings. And how do I get out of this?
Okay, ma'am, so I can go ahead and cancel your account so you won't get billed again in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
I want to know who received what the shipping address was for the $29.99 Dream Cleanse.
Okay,
I'm sorry?
Ma'am. On the 17th of November, you paid $7.45 per purifier.
No, honey. Jack it up to February the 8th of this year. $29.99 was put on my account for a product called Dream Cleanse.
Okay,
I want
to
know who that was.
You, I'm explaining to you that $29.99 charge is because you paid $7.45 for a purifier back in November. Those charges are bundled together.
I clearly understand that. So you don't have any further information about where this on the 8th, this $29.99 product was shipped to?
Ma'am, it's not a product. You didn't receive anything for the $29.99. You're enrolled into an online gadget store. It was sent to your email, The email address we have on file is rosemarystoller@gmail.com, where they sent you the information about the gadget store and a $125 voucher for you to receive other gadgets from the gadget store, ma'am. It wasn't a product that was shipped to you.
You know what? I'm a very intelligent woman, but this makes absolutely no sense. I paid $29.99 for a product called Dreams Cleanse that wasn't shipped to me.
Ma'am,
who was it shipped to?
Ma'am, I'm trying to explain to you that you did not pay for a product. When you pay
for
the purifier, when you pay that shipping and handling of $7.45, it stated in the terms and conditions that you're going to automatically be enrolled into an online gadget store that came with a monthly subscription fee of $29.99 for you to be enrolled, ma'am. That's why you were charged the $29.99. It enrolls you into an online gadget store. And when
So I should have seen it in December. I should have seen it in January, right?
Okay, ma'am, they have been trying to charge you since November, but all those payments declined. So they lowered the price to $29.99, and that's why they charged you the $29.99 on February 8th.
Okay, because they're not going to honor that $29.99. Can you tell me your name, please?
My name is Brianna, ma'am, and what can I ask what you mean by they're not going to honor the $29.99?
I mean
the payment went through.
The payment was denied. That's why the fraud alert called me. They know I don't do things like that.
Okay, ma'am, are you in an active dispute with your bank?
Am I what?
In an active dispute with your bank.
It's not a bank, it's a credit union. They have already shut my card. They're making me a new card today, and they are not going to pay the $29.99.
So are you in an active dispute with your credit union, ma'am?
Is that what an active dispute, is that how it's described?
Did you file a dispute, ma'am?
I said, yeah, I'm not paying it. And the credit union is honoring me by not paying it.
Okay, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get your account canceled. For us to refund this transaction, you will need to call back with your bank, dropping the dispute, so we can go ahead and process a refund. Or just call back with the bank confirming there is no dispute to process a refund.
No, I'm going to have my bank dispute it, and I'm going to have this. I don't want any part of any program like this at all, ever, never. I don't know how I didn't see that. There had to have been fine print on a second page because I don't do automatic out of my money. I don't have that kind of money every month that comes in. And like I said, there was nothing in December. There was nothing in January. So, yeah.
Okay, ma'am. So they've been trying to charge you since November, but all those payments did decline. I did go ahead and cancel out your account, so they won't attempt to bill you again in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
I don't know. Would you like to make me a nice cup of tea so I could calm down? Trust me, I don't sign up for programs that are automatically out of my money every month because I get a very small amount, so I'm very careful. And I'm trying to think about the air purifier, but that was so long ago. It's like, hello, my 73-year-old brain doesn't work that long anymore. Thank you so much, Brianna. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.